Welcome to Daily Bread Today. I'm your host, Javier Dubon. Thank you for listening. Today, let's talk about timing. You got to use your time wisely. In your youth, you think you have all the time in the world. And I say that being a young person. I'm still young. I'm an adult, 35, turning 36. But when you're young, 18, 19, 20, you know, early 20s, man, you think you got all the time in the world to do certain things. I don't live in regret. I got to experience a lot of my 20s, and I'm still experiencing life, you know, still young, but you got to go ahead and use your time wisely because you don't get time back. Time can't be returned to you, but you can take advantage of the time you do have. Don't let opportunity pass you by. Don't let fear keep you grounded. Take every opportunity that you have. And if you don't have an opportunity, go make one. Find it, create it, but choose your time wisely. As you get older, you realize timing is everything. Timing is so intricate. You're given one life. And in that one life, make sure that you do everything that you want to go ahead and do. But also do everything that you need to get done. In that life that you have, that short time, because life is short in reality. Tomorrow isn't promised. Go out there, explore, educate yourself. Don't hold back, but be wise of your time. You don't want to live in regret and be like, I didn't get to experience this. I didn't go to try this. I didn't go here. Live in the moment, but be wise of your time. Don't waste your time with the wrong crowd. Don't waste your time in the wrong job. Don't work somewhere just because you gotta pay bills. Bills are important. Be responsible, of course. But don't settle. Because that is kind of the worst regret people have in life, is settling. And they say, where did time go? You sit in a puddle of regret. That stinks. Don't do that. Get out there, experience life, but use your time wisely. Set yourself a list of goals. You know, life is not picture perfect. Maybe today you can't check off that goal off the list. But use your time efficiently so you can go ahead and check off the next box and go back around within due time and make sure that what you didn't get to do before and it's still within your goal and your purpose, it'll come back around in the proper time. But just because you didn't get this one thing done, don't waste time to continue moving. You got to move forward. You got to move along. You got to keep pushing. Time is of essence. You're young now, and you're old tomorrow. Just like that, the clock is ticking. I, sometimes like any young person, probably didn't always make the best choices. But I look back now and I say this to myself because it's a reminder, hey, don't lose your opportunities. Sometimes they don't come around twice. And as I get older and wiser, I realize timing is very important. But God has a time and a purpose and a plan for us all. I believe our lives were predestined since before the womb of our mothers. You know, God has a purpose for us all, and He gives us a certain amount of allotted time in this world and on this earth. So when you wake up, be grateful, be happy, and get your day started. Life is waiting for you. Be happy. The time you wasted is wasted. But the time that you have been gifted, enjoy it. Do great things. Be excited. And just because you didn't do certain things in the past doesn't mean you can't do it now. Timing is everything, but there is a season for everything. One of my favorite Bible verses, which I actually have a plaque at home that I found at a store, and I had to buy it because I actually have it in my kitchen, and it reminds me every single time. The timing is everything. It's in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. And it goes like this, titled, Everything Has Its Time. To everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. There is a time for everything in every season of your life. Be grateful of the time you have been permitted on this earth and do great things. I learn that every day, that time is so special. You don't get it back. But in that time that you are given, do wonderful things. Spend time with your family. Spend time with your loved ones. Spend time with your friends. Take your career to the next level. Definitely pray and feed your soul and find that time to get away from the world's troubles and burdens. Keep your peace. Enjoy your time because the clock is ticking. During this lifetime, I encourage you to do great things. To be happy. So, whatever time it is now in your life, keep moving forward. Don't look back, because you can't go back to what you lost. But in the timing of this season and every season from here on out, make it count. Enjoy your life. Be happy. I just wanted to share a few words. Take advantage of the time you are given. I hope that for the remainder of this year, you are blessed and you are favored, and each and every day of your life from here on out. Because the time is now to live. Tomorrow is not promised. Live today. Thank you for listening to Daily Bread today. I'm Javier Dubon. Be blessed. Be favored.